It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, a State Department of Health mistake and an income tax on capital gains aren't very good Valentine's Day presents, according to a state senator. Senator Mark Schessler says a reporting mistake missed by the Department of Health unnecessarily kept businesses in a portion of the state he represents from being able to reopen.
Obviously, Department of Health will never admit to making a mistake, let alone the governor.
The Ritzville Republican is thankful that businesses like restaurants and gyms in his district are now open.
It's about people enjoying life, the value of work, and reinvigorating the economy.
Schessler says one thing that won't help the economy is a capital gains income tax.
I came to look at my laptop computer and saw the Valentine's gift. You need an income tax. They scheduled a version of the capital gains income tax. This is how you get Valentine's from the Senate.
Other state Senate Republicans are also coming out hard against the majority Democrats' new income tax bill, but they're also offering solutions. The democratically controlled Senate Ways and Means Committee approved a 7% tax on income from the sale of capital assets. Senate Republican leader John Braun says the Republicans' newly released budget proposal proves it's not needed.
Fully balanced, it requires no new taxes. It's logical. It makes sense.
Governor Jay Inslee requested this latest attempt to impose a state income tax. Braun says the Senate Republican budget maintains services and supports the restart and recovery of schools and the economy.
It has some tax reduction built into the bill for our manufacturers around the state to help us rebuild our economy.
The voters have rejected income tax bills many times. Braun says this latest one doesn't even allow a vote of the people if approved by the legislature. Republicans will now fight the measure on the Senate floor. A Republican education leader is urging school districts to swap this year's spring and summer breaks due to COVID. State Senator Brad Hawkins is encouraging districts to exchange their normal one-week spring break with their usual 10 to 12-week summer break.
I'm a big proponent of reimagining the school calendar, and thinking differently might make sense immediately for our school districts, taking their summer break this spring and then returning in person for the remainder of their 180 school days.
Hawkins is a former school board member, father of two public school students, and the ranking Republican on the Senate Education Committee.
By doing this, school staff will be vaccinated, COVID rates will likely be way down, and all school districts could offer full in-person instruction.
And a stronger wildfire fighting collaboration between public utility districts and the State Department of Natural Resources is one of the goals of a bill moving through the legislature. Hawkins' bill transforms the Electric Utilities Wildland Fire Prevention Task Force into a full advisory committee and helps implement its firefighting recommendations.
The 12th district has four separate public utility districts and, unfortunately, a history of wildfires. So this bill is very important to North Central Washington, and I'm hopeful that I can keep the momentum going.
The East Wenatchee Republican says the task force has been working with utilities on several issues, including communications protocols, investigation recommendations, and removing dangerous trees.
I'm really thankful that the bill has been approved by two committees, and most recently by the Senate Ways and Means Committee, which will be ultimately developing the Senate budget proposal. So I'm thankful that they acknowledged this bill.
It now heads to the Rules Committee and possibly to the Senate floor. That's some of what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.